Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from Sarah, who emailed to say, my 22-month-old daughter is an infrequent pooper. She regularly goes 3 to 5 days between BMs, but recently she started holding it. She's been sitting on the potty to pee for the last month or two, and she loves it. But sometimes she'll jump up and say, uh-oh, when she feels something else happening. And this means that when she does finally go, it's a lot. She had a little bit of diarrhea a few months ago and got a rash, so maybe she's remembering that and that it hurt. We praise her, whether she poops in the potty or in her diaper, but she gets distraught when she goes in her diaper. Sometimes she just holds on to us and cries. The few times she's gone in the potty, she seems less upset, but you can tell she doesn't like going. We don't think this is a constipation issue, and I'm immensely anxious about this. I worry that my anxiety is rubbing off on her. I'm constantly keeping track of the last time she went and wondering whether she needs prunes to help her go. These things have helped in the past, but I know they're not addressing the issue of her not wanting to go. How can we help her feel better about pooping without making it too big of a deal? We talk about how everybody poops and that it's okay to go, but I'm not sure that's helping. I keep trying to tell myself that this is a phase she'll grow out of, but it's hard to see past the worry of whether she's going to go when you're in the middle of it. Thanks for any advice you may have. Sarah, you're right. This is a phase. It's clearly one she needs a little help with since it's distressing her. So it's not a phase like throwing food on the floor that you can just kind of ignore. And your overall instinct is also right that I think you need to make this less of a big deal. Toddlers are interested in control. And if she can control something from not happening and it's a big deal in your house, even if it's painful and unpleasant, that's still kind of interesting to her. So we need to dial it way back. 22 months is young for potty training. Some kids are ready at that age and some kids really aren't. So I think you want to be working on the notion of potty training, the sitting more than the outcome. I would reward her and applaud her for sitting on the potty while you read her stories. The best time to sit, sort of optimal productivity wise, is about half an hour after a meal. But I just want to underline that, yes, diapers are still fine at this age. I had a child who was quite a bit older than 22 months who would put on their own pull-up when they needed to go and go hide behind the couch. And I knew that intensity meant I had to back way off. Getting your daughter to go without anxiety is what really matters here. And I also wanted to say that there's a gap between her being able to go number one on the potty but not doing number two so well. That is also very common, not something to worry about. I mean, think about it. One is easy, one is hard. One takes 10 seconds and the other one can take a while and yes, is uncomfortable for her. And yes, you're also right that one painful memory or experience with going can cause toddlers to associate pooping with pain. And then, you know, it all kind of feeds upon itself. It does need to be addressed because even the diarrhea can be something called encopresis, which is actually a symptom of extreme constipation. I know that sounds paradoxical, but it can happen. So do mention that to the pediatrician as well when you see the doctor about this. So you need to pull way back on pooping on the potty if that frightens her. What's interesting is you say you're not exactly sure what she prefers, that she's also crying when she goes in her diaper and kind of clinging to you. It sounds like you're trying to make sure she knows that her going in a diaper is fine with you. It's not a no-no, it's a failure. She needs to go and you're glad she feels better. But do make sure that's coming across, that you're happy, that she's going and feeling better. And like I said, make sure you're praising her for time sitting on the potty, which doesn't have to be forever, and certainly not until something happens, right? Like, let her sit for 5 minutes, read her a story, then she gets up, oh, you did a great job, and detach a little more from the outcome. Let her sit with her clothes on, if that's what needs to happen. Let her sit with her diaper on and poop sitting on the potty wearing a diaper. That was also a way station that we had with my reluctant pooper between going in the diaper and going on the potty. The main takeaway for you is, yes, you need to do a big reset. Go back to diapers overall, if that needs to happen. Give her praise just for the act of sitting. I'd keep giving her the prunes. Prunes are fine. Don't tell her that she needs to take them because she's constipated. Just make them something delicious that she has. Those were called giant raisins in my house, by the way, if you need help selling those. Half an hour after a meal, that's the sort of optimal time to give it a try. Make sure your daughter's feet can comfortably touch the floor. If she's sitting on a regular sized toilet and sort of dangling, that can be part of the problem with going. You want to get it to happen regularly and without pain. You're going to reset that connection, then worry about where it's happening. There's a list of books about pooping that I found from a site called kindercare.com. I never use this list, but it does have most of the classic storybooks that we use to help our reluctant pooper feel more comfortable about the entire topic. This will improve, Sarah. This will get better. And as you said, let's dial down the intensity, the anxiety, the opportunity for control on your toddler's part, and just let her know that sitting on the potty is fun and going to the bathroom, however she needs to make it happen, will make her feel better. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play, and we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.